silence through the stacks. Bellamy's only solace was in knowing Langdon and Catherine were whisking the pyramid off to safety. Soon Langdon would be contacted by a man who could offer sanctuary. Trust him. The man Bellamy had called knew a great deal about the Masonic pyramid and the secret it held, the location of a hidden spiral staircase that led down into the earth to the hiding place of potent ancient wisdom buried long ago. Bellamy had finally gotten through to the man as they were escaping the reading room, and he felt confident that his short message would be understood perfectly. Now, as he moved in total darkness, Bellamy pictured the stone pyramid and golden capstone in Langdon's bag. It has been many years since those two pieces were in the same room. Bellamy would never forget that painful night. The first of many for Peter. Bellamy had been asked to come to the Solomon estate in Potomac for Zachary Solomon's 18th birthday. Zachary, despite being a rebellious child, was a Solomon, which meant tonight, following family tradition, he would receive his inheritance. Bellamy was one of Peter's dearest friends and a trusted Masonic brother, and therefore was asked to attend as a witness. But it was not only the transference of money that Bellamy had been asked to witness. There was far more than money at stake tonight. Bellamy had arrived early and waited, as requested, in Peter's private study. The wonderful old room smelled of leather, wood fires, and loose-leaf tea. Warren was seated when Peter led his son Zachary into the room. When the scrawny 18-year-old saw Bellamy, he frowned. "What are you doing here?"
"Bearing witness," Bellamy offered. "Happy birthday, Zachary."
The boy mumbled and looked away. "Sit down, Zach," Peter said. Zachary sat in the solitary chair facing his father's huge wooden desk. Solomon bolted the study door. Bellamy took a seat off to one side. Solomon addressed Zachary in a serious tone. "Do you know why you're here?"
"I think so," Zachary said.
Solomon sighed deeply. "I know you and I have not seen eye to eye for quite some time, Zach. I've done my best to be a good father and to prepare you for this moment." Zachary said nothing. "As you know, every Solomon child, upon reaching adulthood, is presented with his or her birthright, a share of the Solomon fortune, which is intended to be a seed for you to nurture, make grow, and use to help nourish mankind." Solomon walked to a vault in the wall, unlocked it, and removed a large black folder. "Son, this portfolio contains everything you need to legally transfer your financial inheritance into your own name." He laid it on the desk. "The aim is that you use this money to build a life of productivity, prosperity, and philanthropy." Zachary reached for the folder.
"Thanks."
"Hold on," his father said, putting his hand on the portfolio. "There's something else I need to explain." Zachary shot his father a contemptuous look and slumped back down. "There are aspects of the Solomon inheritance of which you are not yet aware." His father was staring straight into Zachary's eyes now. "You are my firstborn, Zachary, which means you're entitled to a choice." The teenager sat up, looking intrigued. "It is a choice that may well determine the direction of your future, and so I urge you to ponder it carefully."
"What choice?"
His father took a deep breath. "It is the choice between wealth or wisdom." Zachary gave him a blank stare.
"Wealth or wisdom? I don't get it."
Solomon stood, walking again to the vault, where he pulled out a heavy stone pyramid with Masonic symbols carved into it. Peter heaved the stone onto the desk beside the portfolio. "This pyramid was created long ago and has been entrusted to our family for generations."
"A pyramid?"
Zachary didn't look very excited. "Son, this pyramid is a map. A map that reveals the location of one of humankind's greatest lost treasures. This map was created so that the treasure could one day be rediscovered." Peter's voice swelled now with pride. "And tonight, following tradition, I am able to offer it to you, under certain conditions." Zachary eyed the pyramid suspiciously.
"What's the treasure?"
Bellamy could tell that this coarse question was not what Peter had hoped for. Nonetheless, his demeanor remained steady.
Zachary, it's hard to explain without a lot of background. But this treasure, in essence, is something we call the ancient mysteries.
Zachary laughed, apparently thinking his father was joking.
Bellamy could see the melancholy growing now in Peter's eyes. This is very difficult for me to describe, Zach. Traditionally, by the time a Solomon is 18 years of age, he is about to embark on his years of higher education in—
I told you, Zachary fired back. I'm not interested in college.
I don't mean college, his father said, his voice still calm and quiet. I'm talking about the Brotherhood of Freemasonry. I'm talking about an education in the enduring mysteries of human science. If you had plans to join me within their ranks, you would be on the verge of receiving the education necessary to understand the importance of your decision tonight.
Zachary rolled his eyes. Spare me the Masonic lecture again. I know I'm the first Solomon who doesn't want to join, but so what? Don't you get it? I have no interest in playing dress-up with a bunch of old men.
His father was silent for a long time, and Bellamy noticed the fine age lines that had started to appear around Peter's still youthful eyes.
Yes, I get it, Peter finally said. Times are different now. I understand that masonry probably appears strange to you, or maybe even boring. But I want you to know, that doorway will always be open for you, should you change your mind.
Don't hold your breath, Zach grumbled.
That's enough, Peter snapped, standing up. I realize life has been a struggle for you, Zachary, but I am not your only guidepost. There are good men waiting for you, men who will welcome you within the Masonic fold and show you your true potential.
Zachary chuckled and glanced over at Bellamy. Is that why you're here, Mr. Bellamy? So you Masons can gang up on me? Bellamy said nothing, instead directing a respectful gaze back at Peter Solomon, a reminder to Zachary of who held the power in this room. Zachary turned back to his father.
Zach, Peter said, we're getting nowhere. So let me just tell you this. Whether or not you comprehend the responsibility being offered to you tonight, it is my family obligation to present it.
He motioned to the pyramid.
It is a rare privilege to guard this pyramid. I urge you to consider this opportunity for a few days before making your decision.
Opportunity? Zachary said. Babysitting a rock?
There are great mysteries in this world, Zach, Peter said with a sigh. Secrets that transcend your wildest imagination. This pyramid protects those secrets. And even more important, there will come a time, probably within your lifetime, when this pyramid will at last be deciphered and its secrets unearthed.